picking up from the Gemara on the bottom of the Gimel Amud Beis, or 4 lines from the bottom, the Gemara says, again, quoting the Mishnah, the last part of the Mishnah, which said that modim modim mishtakenos. So if a person says, thank you twice, it's chas v'shalom. The Gemara says that it was as if you're making shtir shius, as God forbid that Hashem is more than one part, there's two parts to Hashem, and therefore we silence you, and we say that that's al pikorsus, and make you stop. Says the Gemara, Amud Beis, kolo omer shma shma, kamer modim modim dami. If a person says shma shma, if you say Shema twice, that is like saying Modim, Modim. So the Gemara is going to explain what exactly is the case of Shema, Shema, because the Gemara asks, Mesi vei, hakora es Shema vekofla reza meguna. So the Gemara says that one who repeats the Shema, it's not a good thing to be doing. It's not nice, it's not a good thing. However, the Gemara makes a diuk. Meguna hu dehavish shesuke lo mishtakele. It's not a good thing to be doing. It's bad, but it's not something that we would mishtak. It's not mamish alpikorsus. So the Gemara now answers, what does it mean to say Shema Shema? So the Gemara answers, lo kasha. So how do Amar Milsa Milsa Vetanila, how do Amar Psuka Psuka Vetanila? So Rashi explains, what does this mean? That if a person says the whole Pasuk, Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Shemecha, and you say it again, Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Shemecha, that looks like you have made Shtei Rishios, as if there's, God forbid, two gods, more than one gods. However, if you say Shema, Shema, Yisrael, Yisrael, Hashem, Hashem, Elokeinu, Elokeinu, Echad, Echad, so it says Rashi, it seems like you're just making a joke, you're making a mockery out of the Shema, that's not a nice thing to be doing, that's very bad, but it's not Alpi Korsus. So therefore, we would say the Lashon of Meguna, but we would not say the Lashon of Mishtak, so, and we view it as an Alpi Korsus. Because here's the Gemara now. Amar le Rapapa le Abaye. But wait a second. In a situation where the guy says Shema in the first pasuk and he repeats it again and says the Shema again, maybe he didn't have kavana the first time. So what's the big deal if he just repeats it again? So says the Gemara, Amar Leh, he responded, Chavrus HaKapi Shemaya Mi'ika. What is it? Hashem, you're a friend? It's a proclamation of God. You're saying, I believe Hashem that you're Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and I'm going to be Moser Nefesh for everything for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you don't have kavana? Like, what's going on? Is your friend over here? Mi'ika, so the Gemara says, Mi'ika Yilok Yivet Daisa Mekara Mechanina Lebe Mevarzat Denafcha Demechav and Daite. What are we going to do if you don't have kavana in Mi'ikara from the beginning, from the outset of Shema? What are we going to do? We strike him with literally a smith's hammer until he concentrates. So he's saying that you got to make sure that you actually have kavana. But the point is, person cannot say Shema twice. However, if in a situation, let's say lamaisa though, person didn't have kavana, then we have a mitzvah deresa. Obviously, you would have to go back and repeat Shema lamrot, that even though it's not necessarily a good thing, and if it is for kavana though, it is something that you must do and go back. Now continues the next Mishnah. I think it's the last Mishnah of our parak. Says the Mishnah, HaOmer Yivarecha Chatuvim Reza Dar Chaminas. Usually, we don't write the parentheses, but many Rishonim had this girsa. This is a Mishnah in Megillah as well. The Mishnah says also, someone who's in Alpi Korsus, if he says only Yivarecha Chatuvim, what does that mean? Rabbi Yonah gives two pshatim. We'll just go with one of them. Rabbi Yonah says that only those who are tzaddikim should have to praise you. Those who are Hashem, don't praise Hashem. No, but every single person in the world is supposed to be praising Hashem, not just the tzaddikim. So therefore, then that is what Alpi Korsus is about, that statement. Okay, that's the first line of the Mishnah. Continues the Mishnah, overlifting Ateva Vata Yavar Acher Tachtav. If a person is davening and he makes a mistake, then, and he's not able to continue or something like that, so then someone else would take his place. In that situation, don't refuse, and you should go right up to be a chazan. What does that mean? We're going to see in the Gemara that originally a person is supposed to not necessarily run to the Amud when asked to do so. So it says, the Mishnah continues the Mishnah, where does the person who is taking over for the chazan, who's not able to continue, where does he continue from? So, wherever bracha, the person, so let's say he was an Allah tzaddikim, you continue from Allah tzaddikim. Says the Mishnah, over the Fneativa, Loyanem, and Achar Kohanim at Neativ. One who is calling out, and Baruch Hashem and Eretz Yisrael, you have the schus to say Berachas Kohanim every day. So a person who's calling out for the Kohanim, you do not say Amen to when they say both the bracha of Asher Kedushan Kedushan Aron, also Yivarech Hashem Yishmerecha, those three you do not say Amen to, because we're afraid you'll make a mistake and get confused with where you're holding. So says the Mishnah, V'im ein sham kohen elo lo yisaz kapav. Also a kohen, if he's the only one there, he should not be yisaz kapav, because he were afraid that he will make a mistake. So, however, says the Mishnah, V'im haftachtocha shunoses kapav v'chozut v'osar rashi. Again, if the chazan, we're talking about a chazan is here over here, if the chazan is the only kohen in the shul, he should not, we're afraid that he'll make a mistake, and he should not do birkas kohanim. However, if he's sure that he is able to do the birkas kohanim and continue being the chazan, then he can be. However, the taz is mesupak, there's that line about im haftachtocha shunoses kapav, if you're sure you're able if a person is confident, does that also go back to the chazan as well? Does that din, can the chazan say amen to birkas kohanim? So the taz is mechalik between the actual bracha that the kohanim say asher kisdarim kisadu shal aron and the actual yivarecha shem yishmerecha. However, and so the mishnah brura halacha lemaisa says you don't answer asher kisdushana b'kisdusha sadu shal aron because maybe it's a hafsek. However, yivarecha shem yishmerecha, nowadays that we have sidurim, we would call that muftachla, we would paskin lakula, you can say amen. That's halacha lemaisa, and point out in Eretz Yisrael that one could say amen only to the part, the actual birkas kohanim, not to the bracha that they make before the birkas kohanim. Continues the Gemara now. Tanu Rabbanan, ha'over lifnei ateva tzarech lasarev. A person who is asked to daven for the amud, the Gabbai says, "Can you please daven for us?" Then originally you're supposed to say no. V'imenu masarev dom latav shel she'en bo melach. And if you don't refuse, go right up. Then you're like a dish which has no salt. No one likes a dish without salt because it's not good. So too, like you're just going up there and rushing it because it looks like a little gaiva dick. Like you think that you're ro'oy to be the shleach tzibur for the whole kihila. However, if you are refused too much and get annoying about it, then it would be like a dish that is burnt and not tasteful at all and has a lot of salt also to it. So you have to find a middle ground, obviously. This is difficult. How do you find the middle ground? So it says that the Gemara, Ketaru Osa, according to Braisa, what do you do? Osa Parmeshoni Sarif. So the first time you say, no, you know, really, I don't need a daven. Then what do you do? Shnea Mehavhev. Then you begin to arise when you're ready. They ask you the second time, and then shlishi poshes avagliyav. Then you can go up again. This is a shon of anava that you should show. You're not the humility that you don't necessarily run up to daven for the amud. And now this also might not be nogeya if it's already the zman. Let's say it's 6:30 mincha and it's 6:30 already, and they're running late. And they said Gabi's like running late, runs in and said, "Hey, can you go down for us?" I don't think this halacha necessarily applies because there is a tircha desibur. So then one should not be misarif. Also, if a gadol asks you, I believe that's also a situation where if a gadol asks you to daven for the amud, like the rav of the shul says, "Nu, can you daven? We don't have anyone." So if it's the rav of the shul, you're also not supposed to refuse. Is that in situation, you should go right ahead and daven for them. And continues the Gemara now. Tanu Rabbanan, shlosha ruban kasha umiyusan yafe. There are three things that a lot of them are good, and a little bit of them are a lot of them are bad, and a little bit of them are good. What is that? Velo and seor, yeast. If you put in too much yeast, then the challah ruin the whole thing. Umelach, also salt. If you put too much salt, it'll be extremely salty. But every dish kimat needs a decent amount, a little bit of salt to make it tastefully. And visarvanas, also refusing. It's good to refuse a lot, but however, again, not too much in the situation of being chazan in life also. Continues the Gemara now. Amar Rav Huna, Tabash Shlosh Rishonos Chozer L'Rosh. If a person makes a mistake in the first three brachas, since they're one unit, the Hani, we're talking about Shmones right now. So Magen Avram, Atagibor, Mechaya Mesim, and Atelakadosh, Hakelakadosh, if you make a mistake, let's say you forget Mashi Veruach, so the Lach is, why don't you just go back to Atagibor? Because it's all one unit. From the beginning, that's why we make you go back. If you notice, you forget Mashi Veruach after you already said Hakelakadosh, so then you'd have to go back to the very beginning of Shmona Esrei, because again, it's all one unit, and you've messed up the whole unit. However, if you make a mistake, let's say you forgot V'sein Talamator, you go back also, or forgot one of the brachas, for that matter, then you would go back to Atachonin because it's also one unit. Bachronos, Choser Lavoda. However, at the end, also, if you make a mistake or forget one of the brachas in the last three, you also would go back to Ritzei because those three, the last three, are all one unit. However, Ravasi Amar Emtsoyos, Einlaim Seder. Ravasi says, the middle brachas don't have any seders. Bing Lachokas, Rashi and Tosas, what does this mean? Rashi says that if you forgot a bracha, like the two we were mentioning before, let's say I forgot a Shiva Shavtedu Kavrishona. So then, according to Rashi, even though I already finished Rishalayim Mircha and I'm ready at Tzemach David, I could just throw in right there Hashiva Shavtenu Kavrishona. Emtos in Laseder Kipshut of the Gemara meant I could add them in wherever I want. However, Tosfos and Rov Rishon and this is how we pass in Lalacha say no. Emtos in Laseder means not like Mashiva Ruach, that if I forgot Mashiva Ruach, even though I should be able to theoretically go back to Ata, to Mechaya Mesim, to that bracha, Tagibor, I have to go back to begin the Shmon Esrei. Here, if I forgot, let's say, Vesein Talamatar, I don't have to go back to Ata Chonin, rather I can go to Vesein Talamatar, to the bracha of Baruch Aleinu, and not go all the way back. That's what it means, Ein Lam Seder, that the beginning part is Nama Akiv, as it is for the first part. And that's how we pass in Lacha Maisa. If a person forgot Vesein Talamatar, he does not have to go back, if he remembers, before the end of Shmon Esrei, then he does not have to go back to Ata Chonin, rather he can go back Vesein Talamatar. Continues the Gemara now, Mesiv Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes asked Akasha. What's the Shaila? Meichanu Chozer. The Mishnah, our Mishnah says, where does the Chazan go? Where does the Chazan take over? Again, we're in a situation where the Chazan wasn't able to continue. Where does the new Chazan taking over go back to? Metchilas Abracha Shetazeh. So says the Rav Sheches, Tiyuf to the Ravuna. This is a Kasha and Ravuna who said that the first three are all one unit, and then Tios, you go back to Atachonin, all one unit. So then why, if you all go back to the beginning, the Mishnah seemed to clearly imply you could just take over from whatever bracha the previous chazan was holding at. You don't have to go back to the beginning of the unit. So says the Gemara, Amar lecha Ravuna, Ravuna can answer this Kasha from the Mishnah. What is he going to say? Emtzoyos kulo chada brachasa ninhu. That the emtzoyos are all considered one bracha. So that's what it meant. When the Mishnah says you go back to take over where he was, that meant take over where he was in the beginning of that unit. Dehainu, let's say he was in Hashiva Shavtino, according to Ravuna, that meant you go back to Atachonin. That's what the Mishnah meant, and that's how you explain the Mishnah. So again, we've just pointed out, we don't pasken like Ravuna, we pasken like Ravasi. Ketidus the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda la'olam al yesh ha'adam trachav lo b'shalosh shishonos v'lo b'shalosh achronos. A person does not ask for things in the first three brachos or in the last three brachos, because those are designated for, in the first three brachos is praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the last three brachos are thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not supposed to be asking for things. Tosfos wonder, what do you mean? We ask Zachrinu l'chaim. We also ask Ya'alav Yavo. There are tefillahs that we ask in the beginning three and the last three. And Mashiv HaRuach, if it's a shayla so much. However, those, so what do we answer that? So Tosfos says, things that are for a tzibor that you are allowed to answer. Okay, so that's what it means. Again, only for yourself, though, you're not allowed to ask for anything for yourself in the first three and the last three. Continues the Gemara now. Elabem tzeos, and only in the middle one, sorry, and the phrase over there again, the first three you don't ask, last three you don't ask, the middle ones you are allowed to ask, but as we pointed out earlier, that would only be a short tefillah. You're not supposed to be marach over there. The best time to be marach in your tefillahs is by Elokai Nitzor. Continues the Gemara, Damar b'chanina, rishonos doma la'eved shemisadr shevach lefnei rabba. We're like an eved, a servant before our king, and we're showing the shevach, the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Emtzios doma la'eved shemvakesh pras rabbo. The middle one, we're asking for things from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want things from him to give us something. So, and then the achronos doma la'eved shekiba pras rabbo. The last ones are like we already got a reward from Hashem, we got a prize from Hashem, so therefore we are thanking Hashem in that bracha. V'niftar v'holechlo, and then we ask for Rishus to leave. V'niftar v'holechlo, and then we leave in Osir Shalom. Kanidus Gemara now. Tana Rabbanan. Maisa b'talmid echad shi'arlech na teva b'nei Rabbi Eliezer. There was a maisa that a guy went to be the shliach tzibur before Rabbi Eliezer. V'yamarech Yosef Midah. He was such a long chazan, one of those you never want to wait for. Amar le Talmidav. The Talmidim told Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbeinu, kama arachad is there? So annoying. Look how long he's davening. Amar lahem klu marech Yosef Midah Rabbeinu. But is it such a bad thing? Moshe Rabbeinu had a very long tefillah. Dechsi be es avarim yom. Moshe Rabbeinu was davening on behalf of Klal Yisrael. The pasuk in Devarim said, "Vesnapel lefnei Hashem for 40 days and 40 nights to beg us for forgiveness after the Chayda Egel." So he davened forever. He basically davened straight for 40 days. So that's how Rabbi Elazar defended the Chazan. Shuv Ma'aseh b'Talmidecha Chodin Teva b'Fnei Rabbi Elazar. There was another time where a Chazan got up for the Shliach Tibor. Vaya Mekatzer. Somebody flew through the davening 2 minutes more Esrei and started Chazar Rosh Hashanah. So no one was up to it. Everyone got all frustrated. He's such a fast Chazan. Amar Leitamidu of Kama Katzer is this? He's davening so short. Amar Leit Klu Mekatzer Yosem and Moshe Rabbeinu. Is he shortening more than Moshe Rabbeinu? Dechsev. Kelnar Refan Elas. So we see over here, Rabbi Elazar was trying to justify the Chazan, not to create anger amongst the Talmidim. And show also maybe could be that there's two different drachim. Certain people feel a little bit more concentration if they're able to daven quickly, and as opposed to get distracted if they daven very slowly. And there's another track of people who daven very slowly that helps them for their kavana for Shmona Esrei. So that is the Gemara over here. Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Chista, Kol Mevakesh Rachem El Chaveru Ein Tzarech La'Azkir Shemo. If a person is davening for his friend, then you don't need to mention his name because Hashem knows which friend you're talking about. Shneimar Kel Narefan. Now we see that when Moshe Rabbeinu was davening for Miriam, that's the pasuk we quoted before, which is the shortest tefillah. We say Kel Narefan Allah that he davened the shortest tefillah. Just all it was five words. So. And he doesn't mention Lokom Mitkash Shemar to Miriam. Doesn't mention Miriam again. This is when Miriam and Aaron were talking with Moshe about Moshe, and Miriam got to Ras Hashem. Moshe davened to heal her. So he doesn't mention her name. We do pasken though. Ideally, a person is supposed to daven for the name of the chola. We say the mother's name, and that is the lechatchila procedure. Continues the Gemara now. Tanur Rabbanan Elo Brachos Shadam Shocha Behen. These are the brachas. When do you bow for Shmona Esrei? So Be'avos Tchila Vasof in the beginning, as we do. Baruch Ata, you bow. And then also Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avram, that is when we make the bracha. Behodah Tchila Vasof. Also in Modim, we say in the beginning and end. When's the end? So Rashi points out, Akel Chanai Lehodos, which actually seems to imply the end of the bracha. The Mishnah Berurah speaks about that. It seems to say that not at what we do. Baruch Atah Hashem Matoshim Chal Chanai Lehodos, that Baruch Atah Hashem, Baruch Atah we bow. However, Rav Ashi seems to say even after that point. Okay, either way, we do Tchila V'Sof, though. We do bow beginning of Modim, and whatever the Sof is, whether it's Rashi or whether we do different practice, we bow some form of that. And also, A person who wants to bow down at every single bracha, we tell him not to do that. You're not supposed to be mosif on the bowing that Chazal were misakin for us, because it doesn't look good. It doesn't look good that every single person we bow at when he wants, when he doesn't want. Rather, we only bow when Chazal told us to bow. The Gra takes this very, very seriously. Shlomo Zalman thought that you don't even bow in Alina because it's not prescribed by Chazal anywhere. Most of the Olam is not knowing like Shlomo Zalman. By the way, we see that how important it is not to bow in situations where you're not supposed to be bowing. Amar Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rav Shimon ben Levi, Mishum bar Kapara, Hedyos kemo she'amarnu. The halacha that we just said is only for a regular person like us. However, a Kohen Gadol is of more prestige and is higher level, so he bows Gadol v'sof kol bracha u'bracha. So Rashi says very interestingly that the more important a person's position is, the more he needs to bow and show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of the world. Now a melech is even more. Even in the beginning of every bracha, he has to bow and sof kol bracha ubracha. That's how we pass him for a melech, who's obviously the highest stature. We make him bow the whole time to show again he's nothing compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They explained to me what the Rabbi Shimon Levi really mean. Hedyos kemo she'amarnu. Okay, so that part we got right. Hedyos, you bow, like we said at the beginning, only the bracha of Magen Avram, Tchila v'sof, and also Modim and Baal Kulam. Kohen Gadol Tchila ko bracha o bracha. The Kohen Gadol is Tchila of every bracha. The girl adds Tchila v'sof ko bracha bracha. The beginning and the end of every bracha. However, HaMelech kevan shekar shuv eino zokef. The Melech has to be in a bowed position the entire Shmon Esrei. Shneamar, the pasuk says by Shlomo, Vahike chalo Shlomo espala, when Shlomo finished davening, kam lifne mizbeach Hashem michroa aberkav. He got up only then to go in front of the mizbeach from being in a bowed position on his knees. The only after he davened did Shlomo get up from being in the bowed position. So to every single Melech should learn from there that they have to be in a bowed position, again showing their humility that they are nothing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a bowed position, their humbleness in front of Hashem. Continues the Gemara now. Tanur Rabbanan. Kida, what is the lashon of kida? Like tov, we just had in last week's parsha. Vahikdu am veishtachavu. So sometimes of bowing. So says the Gemara now, al apayim. That is dafka bowing on your face. Shenemar vatikod batsheva apayim arts. It says the lashon of vatikod and by batsheva, and she then went on her face. That was when she, I believe, by David HaMelech, at the beginning when she wanted Shlomo to be the king. Okay, the whole story over there. Continues the Gemara now. Shenemar michroa al birkav. Kriya al birkayim. When it says lashon of kriya, again, it's another type of bowing. That's dafka on your knees. Shenemar michroa al birkav. That it says michroa al birkav. That Shlomo Melech was bowed on his knees. That is the lashon of kriya. Okay, ishtachavaya. What is then to literally what we call ishtachavaya, to bow down, is on pishut adam reglaim, bowing on your hands and on your legs, meaning bowing all the way down as we do on Yom Kippur. Shenemar habon avon yivim chavachel ishtachav lecha arza. The Yaakov Avinu, when he's chastising Yosef, says that your mother Rachel is already dead, is going to come and bow down to you. Arza, on the floor. The lashon of arza sounds like you're spreading out on the floor, that you have your legs and your hands on the floor. Amar Rabbi Chia Brei de Rav Huna Chazina Lula Baye. I saw on Abaye, Virava de Matzle Atzule. When were they do this? They're leaning on their side. This is where we got the practice for doing it for Tachanun, that they leaned on their side for Tachanun. That's where we got this. Tane Chada Hakoreba Behoda Areza Meshuach. We have one Tana that says that someone who bows for Modim is Meshubach. V'Tane Idach Areza Meguna. One says it's not a good thing. So says the Gemara, Lokasha Habatchila Halavasof. That there's no problem that they were bowing. Tchila Vesof is not a good thing to do. However, Tchila is. So the Rishonim asked, but before we said that it's a good thing that you should bow the Tchila Vesof, Modim and Val Kulam. So what's going on over here? So the Ravid explains that this is talking about Modim Derabanan. And that's where our practice comes from, to bow at the beginning. However, the Ramah writes that our minhag is to bow the entire, to be in a bad position the entire modim. That's a little known minhag. The Ramah writes that you should be in a bad position the entire modim. Rava karbeo dala tchila vasof. Rava used to do beginning and end. Amr le rabban and amai ka'avid mar hachi. Why are you doing this? Amr lo chazinu le rav nachman to karva chazinu le rav sheshes to ka'avid hachi. I saw that Rav Sheshes was doing this, and that's why I'm doing this. Says the Gemara, the Vatanya karbeo hoda reza meguna. We have a brisa that says someone who is being koram at hoda is not good. Ha'u beo dosh shabahala. That doesn't even refer to here. So again, Rava was bowing at the beginning and at the end. And however, when is it not good to bow? Is in halal is not a good thing to bow. So the Gemara says, "Vatanya korah behoda uve hoda shel halal raise meguna." We use lashon of hoda and hoda shel halal. So can't tell me that it means hoda of halal, that it's not a good thing to bow. So he says, "Kitanya e behoda de berkas hamazon." No, when you're thinking Hashem and berkas hamazon, don't bow then. But however, bowing at the beginning and at the end of modim is good. So really, those actually three practices do translate halacha as three valid minhagim. To bow tchila vasof in modim is one minhag. To bow only tchila is another minhag. I believe that's the Gra. And the Rama writes to bow the whole thing. That's the third minhag of by modim derabanan. Continues the Mishnah. Hamispala vata siman rala. If a person makes a mistake and his tefillah is not a good siman for him, it's a bad siman. Ve'im shleach tzibur siman rala shluchav. And if he's the shleach tzibur, it's even worse. Makes a mistake in front of the whole kila, it's like he's the representative. Nei shesluchos shalom kamoso. The shliach tibor is representing the whole kihila, and he's like it's them. So it's a bad sign on the entire kihila. Amr lava Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa shemispala la cholim. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa used to daven for the cholim. Amr zechai v'zemeis. This one is going to live, and this one's going to die. Amr lo minayin ateodeah. So they asked Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, how do you know who's going to live and who's going to die after you daven? Amr lo imshkura tefila befi odeah nishim mekubal. If my tefila goes nicely, I don't make any mistakes, and I said the name nicely, I'm not nichshal, and it came out nicely from my lips, and I enunciated correctly, then I knew that Hashem accepted my tefila. V'im lav, however, if it was hard for me to pronounce this guy's name and it wasn't going well, my tefila then ayodeah nishim meturaf. And then I know that my tefila was rejected, or another pshat meturaf, but what's called pashat pshat is rejected, that the tefila is rejected. So the Gemara is going to ask about that afterwards, but the Gemara is a high level. We see that the Mishnah mentions that Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa had, he was able to tell who was living and who was not going to live. Which sign is that we said, when is it a bad sign for everyone or for the guy himself making a mistake? In the name of Rabbi Ba'avos, if you make a mistake, dafka in the first paragraph, that's when it's a bad simon for you, a bad simon for the tzibur. However, there's ikka demasla b'raisa. No, some say that this whole lashon was on a b'raisa. What was a b'raisa? Mispala tzarech shechavan sliba b'kulan. If a person needs to have kavana when he davens, that's obviously the best thing. However, im eno yochel chavan b'kulan, chavan sliba b'achas. If a person is not able to have kavana, he should have at a minimum tefila a kavana for one of the brachas. Amar Rav Chiya Safra Mishum Rabbi Chad, the Rabbi, what is that one bracha b'avos that dafka it should be in the first paragraph? You need to have kavana. That's ma'akev. We paskin like that. If a person doesn't have kavana in the first bracha, Shulchan Aruch rules he must go back. However, the Rama says, what's going to happen if the guy goes back? It's going to even worse kavana. So therefore, we paskin that really you should be going back, but elamai you can't go back because we're afraid you're going to have less kavana, so you don't go back. Just the stira though, what the Gemara says over the before that you always have to check la'olam yamid adam if you're going to have kavana, and if you're not have a kavana, you don't daven. And the Gemara never clarifies between the first bracha and not the first bracha. So Tosfos here says no, it means the first bracha. However, there's a famous Reb Chaim that makes a different chilek based on the Rambam, which would also answer this Gemara. Reb Chaim says that in the first bracha, you need to have more than just kavana that you're omid lifnei melech. You always need to know you're in front of Hashem. That's for the whole Shmona Esrei. For avos, when the Gemara was saying over here next extra kavana, that was saying that you even need to understand every word of what the tefillah means. That's how Reb Chaim understood the Rambam. Continues the Gemara now. Amru alava Rabbi Chanina. So the Gemara says, Minani milei, that this could happen, that tefillahs can be affect so much of whether a person is going to live or die. Amru b'shem Levi damar kara. The pasuk says, Bore niv sasayim shalom shalom l'rachok v'l'karov. Hashem creates the utterance of lips, which is going to have shalom, which is going to have peace for both someone who is far and someone who is near. Amar Hashem, Hashem says this, Urif Asiv, and I'm going to then heal him. So Lashon of someone who has a clear utterance of lips is going to create a refuah. That's what we learned from Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. That's how he knew it from this pasuk. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chiya bar Sinan, Rabbi Yochanan, kol anavim kulab lonisbu ela lamasi bitol otam en chacham. That in the context of mentioning this tukim, we're going to have different drushas about different anonym now that were relevant to this. And here's the first one, that a person, all the Nevi'im, only have nevuah for someone who's going to be Masi Bito Talmid Chacham. Someone who's going to marry off his daughter to a Talmid Chacham, Ve'osem Brakmati Talmid Chacham, or someone who does business for a Talmid Chacham, or does business with the Talmid Chacham, asks so he's able to learn. That's the whole purpose of all of the nevuahs. The Mehane Talmid Chacham in a Chasav, or to be give off of your possessions to a Talmid Chacham, that's the whole purpose of the Nevi'im. Aval Tamidei Chachamim Atman, however, Talmid Chacham himself, Atman Ayin Lo Rasa Elohim Zulasecha. That what is this? That their reward is, we have no idea how much, only Hashem knows how much reward, Yasel Mechake, which rewards awaits the Talmid Chacham. So says the Gemara, all the Nevi'im were Misnabe for Yomos HaMashiach. Okay. However, that's lafukiv ala olam haba in ayin l'radam Elohim zilasecha. There's a different stage between Yemos HaMashiach, when we come, the Mashiach is going to come, and olam haba is the world after that. There's a whole very, very deep literature about all this Yad Ramah talks about this at length at the last parak of Chelek in Sanhedrin has a lot about Olam Haba and Yomos HaMashiach. So the Rishonim all talk about this. It's very deep stuff. But again, there's two different kufas of Olam Haba and Yomos HaMashiach. Yomos HaMashiach is going to be first, and then Olam Haba. However, when it comes to Olam Haba, you're saying Ayin Lora Simlos Asecha. We don't have any idea. All the Nevi'us that we know is talking about Yomos HaMashiach. After that, in what's called Olam Haba, then we don't know what's going to be, and we don't know how much bracha is in store for us. Meaning a ton of bracha is going to be in store for us. Continues the Gemara now. Pliga de Shmuel, and Shmuel argues on this because what does Shmuel say? Damar Shmuel ain ben olam hazeh lemos hamashiach elashibud malchios bilvad. There's no difference between olam hazeh and yemos hamashiach except for the fact that there's going to be no subjugation from foreign nations telling us what to do or ruling us. Shneamar, the pasuk says ki lo yechdal evyon mikarav haaretz. There's not going to seize a poor person being in the world, and that sounds to be talking about yemos hamashiach, that there'll still be poverty. So the world is basically going to be the same. However, there's not going to be shibud malchios. Other nations are not going to be able to rule over us. We're going to be happy and peaceful in our land. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said, Rabbi Yochanan kol anavim kulam lo nistabu ela balei tshuva, that the Nevi'im that gave all the reward for Tzadikim, that was only talking about someone who's a Baal Tshuva. However, Tzadikim Gemurim, someone who's a Tzadik who never sinned before, Ayin Lorasa Elohim Zulasecha, that no one knows the reward in store for them. Meaning that they're going to have even greater reward, not even mentioned in the Nevi'im, we're going to have even greater reward that we don't even know, only Hashem knows how much reward He's going to give them. Upliga de Rabbi Abau, this argues in Rabbi Abau, Dam Rabbi Abau, Malkam Shabalai Tshuva Omdid, Ein Tzadikim Gemurim, Einam Omdid. So again, the first drasha assumed that a person who's a Baal Tshuva, who does Tshuva on his Averos, is worse than someone who is a Tzaddik from Tchilas Chayev until the end of his life. Why? Because again, it assumed that the Nevi'im was only talking the bracha for those of Baal Tshuva. However, we don't even know how great it's going to be for a complete Tzaddik. He gets a more level of reward. However, Rabbi Abahu says that no, a Baal Tshuva is on a higher level than someone who's a Tzaddik Gamor. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Shalom, Shalom, Lerachok, Lerkarov, and it says, first, it says again, it's going to be shalom for those who is far away and those who is near away. What's the rachok akarav? The rachok bereisha, someone who was originally a sinner and then came close to me. Vadar karav, and then only karav, someone who's a tzaddik from the beginning of his life. So it's a person who is a Baal Tshuva is going to a higher level. The Rambam Paskins like this. Rambam Hilchos Tshuva says that a Baal Tshuva is on a higher level. Why? Because he has a taste of the averos. He knows what it's like and still avoid doing them, and is still a bigger tzaddik because he beats out the Yetzer Hara. A lot of literature on the Malkum Shabbat Lechayim Omdin is a very beautiful idea from the Tanya, that when you cut a rope and then you have to tie it back together, the rope is closer to the top. So too a Baal Tshuva, that's the mashal for the Baal Tshuva, he's even closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lechav Mai Rachuk. What, how's he going to explain the pasuk? It sounds very good that rachuk is before karuk. No, what's rachuk? Shaya rachuk midvar avira. Rachuk means shalom. Rachuk means a person who is far from sin. He's going to get a bracha first. Umay karuv shaya karuv midvar avira. And what does karuv mean? That he's karuv midvar avira and he does tshuva. So the first one who's mentioned first is a tzaddik gemar, and then only tzaddik gemar is mentioned second in that pasuk. Misrachik b'menu. And then only then did he was misrachik b'menu. That is the baal tshuva. So the gemara says hashta. Now what is this infinite reward that a tzaddik is going to get? My ayin lo rasa elokim zosecha. What bracha is he going to get? Amar Rabbi Shua, that we get this crazy bracha. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, ze yain amashuber ba'anav v'sheshes me'av reishis. He's going to get the wine from the 6 days of creation. So it's obviously very deep ideas. What does it mean? Wine? We know wine is misameh. The pasuk we're going to learn tomorrow. Very no gear for tomorrow's daf. Yain is samach v'avenos. Yain makes us very happy. So it's to an olam haba. Whatever we know, what it means to be nenem mezivah shchina, be so happy with radiance of the Hashem. That's what the bracha that we're giving. That's the yain over here. Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmini Amar ze eden. No, he's going to get a high portion in heaven. No person was ever able to live in heaven. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Shema Tamar Adam Arishon Heichan Haya. Began. Adam Arisha, where was he? Well, he was in Gan Eden. So you know, in the Gan part of it. He was in Gan. Veshema Tamar, who Gan? Who Eden? What do you mean? Gan Eden. We always call it Gan Eden. It's the same thing. It's the same heaven. No, he says, Talmud Lomar, Vinar Yotzer Me Eden Lahashkos is Gan. There was a Nahar that went from Eden. It sounds like Eden is a different place to then bring forth the water to the Gan. So Gan Lachud, therefore Gan Lachud and Eden Lachud. So this place called Eden, which is part of what we call Gan Eden, is the higher chamber of Gan Eden, is only set for those tzaddikim who we are talking about in the bracha that we're going to get. We have no idea how amazing that's going to be. Continues Gemara now. Tanur Rabbanan. There's one time Rabbi Gamliel's son got sick. Shagar shnei tamidei chachamim to Rabbi Chanina. He sent two tamidei chachamim to go to Rabbi Chanina. Again, Rabbi Chanina was the one in our Mishnah. He's the special davener. So Rabbi Chanina benosa levakesh alav rachamim to daven for them. Came on shirah osam alal aliyah. He saw them. He immediately knew what was going on, and he went to the upper chamber of his house. Ubikesh alav rachamim and he davened for them. And then what happened? So he already went down by the time they came. That he had a very severe fever, which was deathly fever. And he said, already, right now, he's already healed. You don't have to worry. So this is going back to like the Mishnah story that he already knew that the person who was healed him, screw us, feel so prepared. Continues the Gemara. Amar lav achi navi ata. So he says, what are you, a navi? How do you know this? Amar lad lo navi anochi velo ben navi anochi. I'm not a navi and I'm the son of the navi. So how does he know? Elakach bekublanim. I have this Masorah. I know that if my tefillah is going well and I say it properly and enunciate properly and it goes through and I'm not have any issues enunciating, then it's going to be accepted. Then I know it's going to be like we said in the Mishnah that it's going to be rejected. So Yashuv, they wrote down exactly what time it was. They asked Rabbi Gamliel, so he says, I swear that you guys are literally, he said exactly, it happened at 12:14 that he woke up from his fever and started feeling better. He says, I swear that it did happen. That second he woke up from he was sleeping and we were afraid he was like on his deathbed and all of a sudden he woke up asking for water and he was thirsty. At that exact moment, Rabbi Chanina told you guys that he is going to be okay. Vishuv Maiser Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, another Maiser with Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, Shalach Lumen Torah, it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He went to learn Torah by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was the Gadol Ador and the very prominent Rebbe at the time. V'chala b'nosh Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's son got sick. Amar lo Chanina b'ni b'kish elav rachamim. He says, Chanina, can you daven for him? V'yechya, and he'll get a refuah shlema. He davened so hard, he put his head in between his legs, and mamash started crying out like crazy. V'chaya, and he was healed. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, imalea itiach, or hiniach ben Zakkai, Rosh ben Berkav, kol yam kula lo yam shrikim olav. And Zakkai said about himself, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said about himself, if I myself went in front of a Kadosh Baruch like this all day, not even for a few minutes, Rabbi Chanina was able to be zocha to heal my son. If I did this the entire day, Hashem wouldn't answer me. So then his wife piped up, Amar lo ishta v'chi Chanina, gadol mechav, you're the big hack of you're the big gadol ador. How could it be that Rabbi Chanina was able to be answered more than you? Amar la lav, he's not greater than me. I'm the biggest Talmud Chacham. Don't worry. I'm the Gadol Ador. Ella, who dome ke'eved lifnei ha'melech, v'ani dome ke'sar lifnei ha'melech. He is like an eved. He's like a slave who comes in and out all the time. He's ragil to come before me. However, I'm like a sar in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore I don't come as frequently. So what does that mean? So the Ben Yoyada is a nice pshat. He says that he had more humility than me. I am, because I'm in such a prominent position, I don't let it get to me, but still, I'm still viewed as the Gadol Ador. However, he mamish views himself as a nothing, shib nothing, even though he is a Gadol Ador also. So therefore, his tefillahs are more answered than mine because of his humility. So a person should only daven in a place with windows. A shul is building a new shul. Ideally, you should have windows in the shul to look out, and it'll help you have kavanas. That's what Rashi says. It'll help you have kavana. You look in the upper story, and you're going to have windows in the upper story facing Yerushalayim. Because not only that, someone who's, it's arrogant to daven in a valley. Why is it arrogant? So Rashi says, because if you place a daven in a closed room, you'll have a lot more kavana, it's much more tzanua. Tosa says no, because usually when you're in an open place, it's a place that's very distracting, so you shouldn't be davening there because you think you have kavana even in a place that's very distracting. Either way, I don't know why the Olam's not machmir for this. People daven outside all the time. L'chadchila, if it's still a room that's quiet inside, that is obviously the best situation. Obviously, leis brera, there's no choice, and you should daven there, but many times there is another option, and for some reason, people are not machmir about this. It's halacha in the Gemara, halacha in Shulchan Aruch. I also got annoyed by someone who goes out bragging about what type of virus he did. Praiseworthy the one who takes the yoke of his sins, and also kisui chata, he holds them, he covers his sins, and he doesn't try talking about them. Let's start tomorrow.